Okay, we are going to read the Word of God. If you remember last Sunday, we started from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 to 8. And we read the verse 6 last Sunday, and we are going to concentrate on verse 7 today. So you can read 2 Timothy chapter 1, starting from verse 6.
Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Verse 8, therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God.
Now here we learned last week, St. Paul was encouraging Timothy and telling him that we ordain you, we laid hand on you, someone prophesied, and you filled with the Holy Spirit. God has already given the gifts, and use those gifts for the glory of God. And we learned that St. Paul wrote to Timothy in a first letter. He said the same thing and encouraged him. And 4 years passed. Timothy never used those gifts. Then again, after 4 years, he wrote a second letter. And the first chapter, he says to him again, use the gift, what God has given to you, and you should not be afraid. So now here in the verse 7, he says, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and sound mind. Now, he is not saying to Timothy, God has not given you the spirit of fear. But he is saying, God has not given us the spirit of fear. That means St. Paul is not only talking to Timothy, he's telling us, each and every one of us. Because each and every person has some kind of fear. But Timothy, he's not talking about the fear of some kind of sickness or disease or problems. He's talking about you are afraid to preach and use the gifts God has given unto you. The Word of God says God has not given us the spirit of fear. That means the fear has a spirit. And that spirit is not God's spirit. God says, I did not give you the spirit of fear. If God didn't give it to us, then somebody gave it to us. And somebody is the enemy, is the devil. The devil's spirit is a tormenting spirit. Devil's spirit is a spirit of fear. If you remember in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, they were living happily, joyfully. They didn't have to worry about food or shelter or anything. God used to come and visit them and talk to them, and they had a peace and joy. But the day that Eve listened to the devil and obeyed his commandment and then tried to give it to her husband, that fruit, and he also ate it, and what happened? All of a sudden, the fear came to their heart, and they start hiding from God. What the devil told them in the beginning, if you eat this fruit, you will be just like God. He was lying. Devil is a liar. He is a deceiver. He is a killer. He is a destroyer. And he destroyed their spirit. And he gave them his own spirit, the spirit of fear. And that's why they were hiding from God. So the spirit of devil is a tormenting spirit. The devil doesn't have peace. Devil doesn't have joy. He doesn't have God's blessing. The day he committed sin, God threw him out of heaven. He is a miserable person. The word of God says devil believes there is one God and he shivers. Read in James chapter 2 verse 19. Now he is afraid of God. Now the people who are worshiping devil, they are saying there is no God. But the James is saying devil believes there is a one God. Please read.
James 2:19. You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble.
Now see what the James is saying. You believe there is a one God. That's good. Devil also believe and he's trembling. He's shivering. Why he's shivering? Because he knows his time has come. And God is going to put him in an eternal hellfire. And so that's why he's afraid. If you remember, devil used to come to Jesus and demon-possessed people were afraid. They were falling on his feet and say, please don't send us to hell. Send us in the pig or something like that. So devil is afraid of God. But we are not afraid of God because our God is not a scary God. Our God is a good God. Our God cares about us. He loves us. But the devil is the one who is bringing all kinds of destruction. Many people are thinking today, this virus or coronavirus is sent by God. And God is sending this and teaching people something. If you say like that, then the people are afraid of God and they are going to curse God. Many people lost their loved ones. And some people, they die on a Christmas day or a birthday, somebody's birthday or some good occasion. And the people curse God. Why this happened to our loved ones? Why God doesn't care for us? But the Bible teaches us the devil is the one brings all kinds of destruction and devil is the destroyer. St. John chapter 10 verse 10, it says, the enemy comes to kill, steal and destroy. Jesus says, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. So the devil comes to kill, steal and destroy. Today, devil is all around the world trying to destroy the people. Peter says, devil is like a roaring lion and he's running all around the world looking for someone to devour. But thank God we don't have to worry about that roaring lion because he's not a real lion. Jesus Christ is the Lion of Judah. So Jesus Christ is the one who protects us. We do not have to afraid of devil or his tactic. So never give devil a credit. There are people like devil, they worship the devil. But the word of God says devil is a liar. He is a deceiver. And he comes to kill, steal and destroy. So we have to be loving God and following God. Then we don't have to be afraid of devil. There are a couple of verses I want to give it to you from the Old Testament. Psalm 27 and verse 1. Please read.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
See, this is the psalmist says. He says, I'm not afraid. Why? Because God is his light, his salvation, his strength and his life. People are afraid in dark. But when you have light, you will not be afraid. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Not only he is the light of the world, but he has made us also the light of the world. When Jesus is in you, you are not in darkness. The word of God says, Jesus has destroyed the devil and the darkness. And now we are not in the darkness or the kingdom of darkness. We are in the kingdom of light. And when the Old Testament people say the salvation, they are thinking about protecting them from the enemy. But our salvation is not only protecting from the enemy. Our salvation is Jesus Christ has protected us from the demon's hand, the devil's hand, and he has given us eternal life. The salvation is the deliverance from the death and the death penalty. God has given us that salvation. And then he says, God is his strength. When the people are sick or afflicted, they lose their strength and they feel like they are dying. But the word of God says, God is our strength. When the time of need, when you are not having strength, you feel like you are dying. Psalm 118 verse 17, it says, I should say, I'm not going to die. I'm going to live and I'm going to proclaim the works of the Lord. When you start saying like that in your spirit, you get the strength of God. You don't die because you live for God. We are living in this world, not for us. If somebody wants to live in this world for themselves, that life is selfish life. God doesn't want us to live for ourselves. God wants to live for Him and for His glory. And then he says, he is not only my strength, but he is my life. We do not have any other life. We have the life of Christ. And we live in this world not because we have life. Without Jesus, there is no life. Jesus is the only one gives us eternal life. In this world, the natural people live. They might live 100, 120. But after that, what? After that, the death comes. The word of God says God has appointed one day that everyone has to die. After that, the judgment. But God has given us chance to choose life. That's why the psalmist says, God has given me life. If we have the life of God, if you have the light of God, if you have the salvation of God, if you have a strength of God, then we don't have to be afraid of anyone. Let's read the Psalm 118, verse 6.
The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me?
See, here the psalmist says again, the Lord is my side, he is in my side, God is with me. Why should I be fearing? We don't have to have fear of anyone if the God is in our side. God is protecting us. God is keeping us. God is always with us. And St. Paul taking the same verse in a book of Hebrews chapter 13 verse 6. Please read.
So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?
Now here the Paul is saying, so that we should boldly say. Why you say so? Because if you read the verse 5, it says God will never leave us, never forsake us. God is with us all the time. That's why he said, that's why I'm not going to be afraid what man can do unto us. Man has no power to destroy us. Man can only destroy our body, but the man has no power to destroy our soul. Our God has given us his life, and that life is eternal life. So we don't have to be afraid of anyone. He said, I should say boldly. We should have courage to say, my God is my helper. If God is helping you, then devil has no power at all. Now, let's go back to our verse, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. He says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us the power. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us the power. God has more power than any enemy in this world. The enemy, the devil, was created. He has no power greater than God. God has given us His power. St. John chapter 1, verse 12, if you read, it says, anyone believes Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, God gives them the authority, the power to be called the sons of God. We are the children of God. We are the sons of God. And that is the power and authority God has given to us. Last couple of weeks, we read, Jesus Christ says, God has given me the power in all power in heaven and in on earth. Means if Jesus Christ has the all power and God has given him all power, that means devil has none power. Devil is acting like he has a power, but he doesn't have power. But the same power, same authority, God has given unto us. Jesus Christ says, I'm going to give you power. God has given to me, and I'm going to give it to you. We are the children of God. We don't have to be afraid of anyone. Even though you are just born child of God, just newly born child of God, you have more power than the devil. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, please read. It says, O little children, you don't have to be afraid because greater one lives in you. Please read.
You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
See what God is saying? Even though you are little children, you are just born again child of God, you do not have any experience in the Word of God, you are not a scholar, you are not like a 10, 20 years believer, you just believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You are a little child in the sight of God, but you are greater than the enemy. The greater one lives in you. The Word of God lives in us. The Spirit of God lives in us. The Spirit of Christ lives in us. So we have more power in us. St. Paul says, God has given us in this earthen vessel the treasure of God. So we are much more valuable. Devil has nothing. He has no power. Jesus Christ has defeated him on the cross of Calvary. So devil has no power. Even though you are a little child, you are just born again, you have more power than the devil. You don't have to be afraid of devil. Devil should be afraid of us. We are not going to be afraid of the demonic forces or his activities. Let's go back to the 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Now here says, God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power and love. Now he has given us power and his love. The Word of God says God is love. And you teach your children that God is love. Now somebody asks you, where is that written, God is love? Many people will not even know where is written. But let me tell you, if you read 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, and 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. That means same chapter, verse 8 and verse 16. Repeated twice, God is love. So when you say God is love, his love is perfect. Our God's love is, no one can match with God's love. No one can measure the God's love. The Word of God said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How did he love? He said, God so loved. His love you cannot measure. God has given his own Son to sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. That is the love of God. Book of Romans chapter 8, verse 32, if you read, he said he did not spare his Son. He gave it to us. Please read. Book of Romans chapter 8, verse 32.
He did not spare his own Son, but but delivered him up for all, for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
So what God is saying, I did not spare my son. I gave my son to sacrifice for your sin. I gave my son for the whole world. If you need something, do you think that God has no power to give it to you? If he gave his only son, then whatever our needs are, he will supply all our needs. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, he says, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So God has loved us so much. In English language, there is only one word for love. But in Greek, it says there are several words for the love. God's love, this agape love. God's love has no selfishness. God's love has no hypocrisy. God's love is pure and God's love is perfect. That's why we read in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, the perfect love casteth out the fear, because the fear has torment, but the God's love has more power to destroy even the fear. So the God's love is pure and holy. And the other love is called phile love, that is brotherly love. We love one another, and that is a brotherly love. And the third love is like a charis love, that is a romantic love. But we talk about God's love is not selfish. God's love is pure. God's love is perfect. And when you love the Lord, you will not be afraid of anything or anyone. That's what the Word of God is saying. Perfect love casteth out the fear. Why people are afraid today? They are afraid of coronavirus because they say there is no medicine for it. There is no vaccine for it. And people are afraid. But our God is greater than coronavirus. I heard other day somebody say corona means a crown. And they say, look at that coronavirus and look at the halo all around. It looks like a crown. But our God is a greater than the coronavirus. Jesus Christ has many crowns, the Revelation says. So we are not going to be afraid of this coronavirus or that crown. Jesus Christ is greater than the coronavirus. So we do not have to be afraid. God has given us a power. Let's go back to the 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. It says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of sound mind. So God has given us sound mind. The people in the world, they are troubled. Isaiah says the wicked people, they are like a troubled sea, and they never have peace. The people are always afraid. But thank God, we do not have to be afraid, because we have the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, living in us. We do not have to be afraid of any enemy. We do not have to be afraid of anything or anyone. Because Jesus Christ says, O heavy laden, come unto me and I will give you rest. Only Jesus Christ gives you rest from the trouble, peace from the trouble. When we have all kinds of situations we see all around, people are afraid. People have no peace. People have no joy. They don't have faith in God. Unbelief brings fear. Unbelief brings torment. Doubt and fear makes you tremble. And many people die with the fear. I heard people sometimes get the bad news and they get a heart attack. People are healthy and they go to hospital. and sometime doctor tells you, you got a cancer. Right away, you feel so weak. You feel so afraid. I heard one man, he went to hospital, very healthy man, like a wrestler. And they said, you have a leukemia. Finally, they found out he did not have leukemia. Many times, doctor makes so many mistakes. And people die in the doctor's hand. We have to put ourselves in the hand of God. We are the children of God. God has given us His faith. God has given us His power. God has given us His love. And God has given us His sound mind. If you are a born-again child of God, your troubled mind will go away. If you invite Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will have the sound mind, you will have peace of mind, and all the troubled mind will go away. St. Paul says, we have the mind of Christ. Once you receive Jesus Christ, we will have the nature of God or nature of Christ. And we will be not living in fear. We will not be living in anxiety. We will be not living in doubt. Fear and doubt is opposite of faith. The Word of God says, if you have faith, you can move the mountains. You can do great things. There is nothing impossible if you believe. God can do all things for you. But we are afraid. That's what the Word of God says. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but He has given us power, love, and sound mind. The people are afraid. When they are afraid, the devil comes to you. In our language, there is a saying, if you are afraid and you are running, that's the time the devil comes after you. Even the dog start barking and you start running, that dog will bite you. If the dog is barking and if you stand firm and look at eye to eye to the dog, keep on staring at him, he will run away from you. Because any vicious animal, they are afraid of us. They're afraid of man's smell. But we are afraid of animal and we run for our life. God created everything and gave it in the Adam's hand. And He said, you are the master. You give the names. And all the animals were obeying the Adam. Today also animal tamers, they tame the animals. Animal, they are afraid of man. But we are afraid of animals and we love to run for our life. God has not given us the spirit of fear. He has given us power, love, and sound mind. Only one thing we need, Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ comes in, all the fear will be gone. All the tormenting spirit will be gone. You will have sound mind. You will have peace. And you will not be afraid of any man. We just read in Hebrews, I should boldly say, God is my helper. What man can do unto me? Man has no power over you. I told you before, and if you never heard it, I'll tell you again. There was a man, he called me, he said, Pastor Peter, my boss is angry at me. And he told me today, tonight, I'm coming with a gun and I'm going to kill you. The man was so afraid. I went to his house. I gave him so many Bible scriptures. And I told him, you don't have to be afraid of any man. You should say, God is my helper. What man can do unto me? The man got peace in his heart. The man did not come to kill him, his boss. When he went to work, his boss was fired and he got his boss job. So what I'm trying to say, the devil comes to scare you. But when you have Jesus in you, you don't have to be afraid. Jesus Christ can defeat the enemy. We have to live for God and for Christ. The Word of God says the enemy only can kill your body, but God has power to kill our body, soul, and spirit and put it in a hell. Read the Matthew chapter 10, verse 38.
And he who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me.
So what the Word of God is saying? You should not be worried about anything. You don't have to be fear. You should just follow me, and God will take care of you. Because if you read in the same chapter, verse 30, please. He says, all your hair also counted by God.
Would you like me to read 28 as well?
Yeah, okay.
Verse 28 says, and do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Verse 30 says, but the very hairs on your head are all numbered.
Now here the Word of God is saying, you don't have to be afraid of man. What man can do only kill your body, but the man has no power to kill your soul. But the God knows how to divide your soul and the spirit, because God has created us. He can only destroy our body, but God can destroy body, soul, and spirit in hell. So the people are afraid of devil, but people are not afraid of God. The Word of God says, you know what? You don't have to be afraid of enemy. They cannot do any harm to you, because he says even all your hair counted, and without God permission, not a single hair will fall. When you take a shower, there are so many hairs falls, but you don't feel any pain. But at the same time, God says, don't worry. I know all the count of your hair. That means God is concerned about you. God says you don't have to be afraid of anyone. Because if your hairs are counted, that means you are very precious in the sight of God. St. Paul says in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, he says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we don't have to be afraid of anyone. We don't have to be afraid of any man. We don't have to be afraid of any animal. We don't have to be afraid of any sickness and disease, because all these things comes from enemy. But the God has power to destroy the works of the devil. Devil has no authority over us. Once we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, he gives us power. He gives his love. He gives his own mind, and we live safely in the hand of God. We don't have to be worried. Little boy or little child, when holding mommy's or daddy's hand, going in the dark or going in anywhere, that child is not afraid. That's why Sammy says, God is with me. We don't have to worry. All kinds of trouble comes. That is from Isaiah 43.
But now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you.
Now here, even the guards saying to Jacob, God is saying to us, God says, I have redeemed you. It means once we are redeemed by God, we don't have to be worried about the fire or the water or the enemy or the sickness or the disease or the coronavirus, because God has redeemed us. We are saved. We are healed. We are delivered. We are set free. We are belong to God. And God says, don't worry about the water. Don't worry about the fire. We have already studied about Shadrach and Meshach. They were put in the fire. But the Word of God says when they were fired, not only their clothes or anything burn, not even smell of the smoke on their body, because God protected them. The same God is saying today, don't worry, you can go through fire, you can go through rivers, you can go to deep waters, you are not going to be drowned, you are going to be protected. We have to love the Lord and say, Lord, I belong to you. You did it for others, you're going to do it for me. We have to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. God has given us grace. That's why he's encouraging Timothy. Timothy, I laid hand on you. The elders laid hand on their hands on you. And somebody prophesied for you. And they said, you are going to preach the gospel. You are going to heal the sick. You are going to raise the dead. You are going to do the signs and wonders and miracles. But you are still afraid. So the word of God is telling us today, there are people living in fear and anxiety. But God has not given us the spirit of fear. He has given us power, love, and sound mind. So once we have the sound mind, we are going to tell the people, we are not going to be afraid of any sickness. We are not going to be afraid of any disease. Even the coronavirus, there is no cure or there is no medicine. But God is our medicine. The word of God says, the merry heart works like a great medicine. So we have to be very happy, very joyful, living in God. Fear has no room in our life. God has given us his love and his power. Devil has nothing in us. Because when you are living in sin, that's the time you are living in fear. Sin brings you fear. Sin brings you anxiety. Sin brings you torment. Because as long as you are in the Lord, you don't have to be afraid. But some devil will tell you, hey, whatever you're doing, it's nothing wrong. God loves you. That's the false promise. God loves his children. God is not going to take everyone to heaven. Many people are thinking, oh, God is love. So he is not going to put us in hell. But the word of God says God is love and God is consuming fire. But the time of judgment, the people who went away from God because of their selfish lust, selfish desire, trying to please their life and living for themselves, not for God. Do you know if you're living in sin, you have no witness? If you're living in sin, you have no power. If you're living in sin, you have no light. If you're living in sin, you have no courage. The devil makes you blind. The word of God says the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbeliever. Why he's doing that? Please read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4.
Whose mind the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them.
See what devil is doing? He is doing to the unbeliever. He doesn't want any unbeliever to come to Christ. He doesn't want anybody listening to the gospel of Jesus Christ. He doesn't want anybody to receive the power of God or Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Because he is blinding their mind. That's why so many people, they're living in sin. And they will say, oh, this is not a sin. God honors this. God is not going to zap us. God is not going to put us in hell. Our God is love. But let me tell you, God is love and God is consuming fire. We just read a few minutes ago, devils believes in God and he trembles. He shivers. Why? Because he knows his days are coming. The hell is prepared for devil and his followers. If you're following devils, if you're following the devil's lies, you will go to eternal hellfire. But the time is now. The word of God says this is the time. This is the time to repent. This is the time to put right with God. This is the time to say, Lord Jesus, thank you for coming into this world. I want Jesus in my life. I want the peace of God. I want love of God. I want power of God. I want sound mind. I do not want the fear. I want love of God. And that only can come through Jesus Christ. Jesus is the love of God. Jesus Christ is the power of God. Jesus Christ is the mind of God. Jesus Christ is the love of God. Just invite Jesus Christ into your heart and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry living this kind of life. That's why people are dying. Thank God we are still alive. Many people died, and they are dying every minute, every second around the world. We should be thankful to God that we are not dead yet. That means we have still time to say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm living in sin. I'm living in fear. I'm living a miserable life. I want to turn around. I want to believe Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. The Word of God says the backslidden people, they are just like dogs and pigs. The dog goes back to the vomit, and pig goes back to the mire or mud or dirt. The Word of God says those people should not be even listening to the Word of God. Because when you listen to the Word of God and you don't correct yourself, you have more punishment. So don't take it lightly. Oh, I'm living okay. My life is fine. I don't have to worry. God loves me. And He is going to take me to heaven. Jesus Christ says, I have come to the people who are lost. And He gave His life for the people who were sinners. But the people start saying, okay, I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. But now my name is written in heaven. I can do anything I want to do. And go away from God. If you go away from God, God is not going to forgive you automatically. 1 John chapter 1 verse, please read verse 7, 8 and 9. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7 to 9.
But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ His Son cleanses us from all sin.
See here what He's saying? If you live in the light and walk in the light, Jesus Christ has redeemed us. He has taken the darkness out of our life. So we should walking in the light, then we will have fellowship with one another. There are some people living in darkness, living in sin, and they have their own kind of churches to tell these people, you're not doing anything wrong, you're okay. Come on in this church and we will love you. And they will never tell these people to repent. And they will say, you are not doing anything wrong. Let's read the verse 8.
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
See, here he says, if you say, I'm not a sinner, I didn't do anything wrong. Many people are doing it. So if many people do wrong thing, that doesn't mean that becomes right. If you say, I'm not committing sin, what I'm doing is okay. The Bible saying that means you are telling, I'm not committing sin. You are a liar. You are living in lie. You are living in sin. Let's read the verse 9.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
See, God is so loving, so kind. He said, you just have to say, I'm wrong. I made a mistake. Lord, please forgive me and wash me with your precious blood. And then God is so faithful. As soon as you say, I'm sorry, as soon as you say, Lord, I'm wrong. I went astray. I want to come back. Then God will forgive all your sins. You know the story of prodigal. He took all the money and he went to foreign country and he wasted his money with a prostitute and all kinds of sin. And the famine came, the friend left, and no food, nothing. Nobody gave him a job. He got the job to take care of pigs. And nobody gave him food, so he started eating from the pig's pen. And what the word of God says, he came to his senses. Now he started thinking, I did something wrong. My father's house, there are so many servants. They have plenty of food, and they are leftover food. And what I'm doing here, I'm eating from the pig's pen. I'm going to go to my father. I'm going to repent of my sin. I'm going to say, Lord, I committed sin against heaven, against God, because I rebel against my father. The word of God says, honor your mother and father. That will be well with you, and you will have the grace and prosperity. So here the word of God is saying, this man says, Lord, I'm going to go back to my father. This time I'm going to tell my father, I'm not even your son. Keep me as your servant. And that is called the real repentance. You cannot live the life of rebellious. You have to say, Lord, I used to sing, I used to preach, I used to do all kinds of things. But now my lifestyle is changed, my behavior changed. I am ashamed to go to church. I am ashamed to read the Bible. I am ashamed to sing. I am ashamed to preach the word. But God is still gracious. He says, my son, come back. Repent, and I'll forgive you. Once you're living in sin, you're living in torment. Once you're living in sin, you're living in fear. Once you're living in sin, you're living in darkness. But thank God, the word of God says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us power, love, and sound mind. This gift for everyone. You simply say, Lord, please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Lord Jesus, I want to live for you. I want to proclaim the word of God for you. I want to live and tell somebody what Jesus Christ has done. Lord Jesus, please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood and give me grace to live for you and shine for you. And when you say, in Jesus' name I pray, I believe that God will hear your prayer. God will renew you, and all the fear and all the anxiety and all the tormenting spirit will go away, and you will have God's power, you will have God's love, you will have God's mind, and you will live in prosperity. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for giving us grace. This message is not only for Timothy. This message for me and for everyone. Lord Jesus, give me grace. I'm not doing the things you told me to do. So, Lord Jesus, please forgive me. Give me grace and let me rededicate my life for you. Give me grace to tell somebody what Jesus Christ is doing in my life. Lord Jesus, there are people dying without God and without Christ. You have given us eternal life. You have given us your joy and your peace and your sound mind. Let us go and tell somebody that Jesus Christ is going to give them the same power, the same grace, same love, and same mind. So, Lord Jesus, I pray. There are so many Christians, they are like a gluttony. They read. They study. They listen, but they never witness. So Lord Jesus, I pray. St. Paul says to Timothy, stir up the gifts that God has given to you and not to be afraid. So Lord Jesus, I pray for each and everyone who is listening to my voice. Let them say, Lord Jesus, I'm going to love you. I'm going to follow you. no matter what the world is doing and world is saying, because I'm going to say boldly, God is my helper. What man can do unto me? Man has no authority to destroy my soul. Man has no authority to destroy my spirit. My soul and spirit is going to go in the presence of God. Real man is a real spirit. So Lord Jesus, thank you for giving us that power, giving us that love, giving us that sound mind. We are living for Jesus Christ. Take tormenting spirit from the people's heart and people's mind. Let those people concentrate on Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has power over every demonic forces. Devil has no authority over us. We are the children of God. Jesus Christ dwells in us. We are the temple of living God. Even though we are not in the churches, but Jesus Christ's presence is here. And Jesus Christ is dwelling in us. We are the temple of the living God. Thank you, Lord, for giving us grace for a few minutes to talk about you. Let the each and every believer rededicate their life to God and say, Lord, use me for the times as such as this time. People are afraid. People are dying without God and without Christ. Give me grace to tell somebody good news of Jesus Christ and rescue those people from the fear and anxiety. Lord Jesus, give us grace. We commit our bodies, our souls, our spirits into your loving hands. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.